In much of southern Arizona, saguaro are more common than trees. The saguaro is a tall, upright cactus with arms that curve upward to the sky. It can grow higher than 40 feet and can live up to 200 years. As human development encroaches on saguaro habitat, researchers are studying how the cacti hold up when transplanted. Carrie Ann Funicelli is a vegetation ecologist with the Harris Environmental Group, a firm in its seventh year of a 10-year study. She says the saguaro is an icon of the American West.
They're prominently featured in all the Old West movies and Bugs Bunny cartoons, and they also figure very prominently in the Native American culture here, you know, and people really relate to them. And if you've ever been in a place covered with a hillside of saguaros, I mean, it really can look like people out there.
Now, you did this study, or actually you didn't do it, you're in the midst of it, and you're looking at 1,000 saguaros.
We have 1,000 saguaros that are located in a development that is a housing development and a golf course, and there's a wilderness area right on the northern boundary. During the course of development, over 2,500 saguaros were transplanted. We're looking at 1,000. 800 of them are transplants. 100 of them have been left in place, and then we have yet another 100 that are in a natural population, actually up in the wilderness area, and that allows us to compare the effects of transplanting.
And so far, I gather the findings were better than you expected.
Well, I'm not so sure. There are two things that really stand out, and that's that survival rates of the transplants and the ones that are left in place are lower in the urban development than they are in the natural setting, as we expected. And also that taller saguaros are less likely to survive. Specifically, what we found that saguaros up to 5 meters tall have about 80% success rate so far. We have an intermediate size class of 5 to 7 meters, and success drops to 60%. And over 7 meters, it drops to 40%.
Now, the flower is the official state flower of Arizona, right? The blossom.
Yes, it is.
And does that mean that saguaros are protected?
Yes. Lots of native plants in Arizona are protected, and it really varies depending on your jurisdiction, which plants and what the actual regulations are. In Tucson, for saguaros specifically, 50% of all viable plants have to be either salvaged and transplanted or preserved in place when you're doing a development in their habitat.
And what was our policy in the past?
I've heard anecdotes from people who say that growing up they would recall seeing just, you know, piles of saguaros lying around when people would clear lots. They would just, you know, bulldoze them and leave them to rot. And it's a pretty interesting process moving a saguaro. They dig the saguaro out, and they leave a radius of about 2 meters for the roots, and they sort of lay it down on this hydraulic truck and move it to where it needs to go and sort of put it right back in.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Carrie Ann Funicelli is a vegetation ecologist with the Harris Environmental Group. She spoke with us from Tucson, Arizona.